Welcome to The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. In this podcast, Vince Menzione, a proven industry sales and partner executive, brings together technology leaders in this forum to discuss transformational trends and to deconstruct successful strategies to thrive and survive in the rapid age of cloud transformation. And now your host, Vince Menzione.
Welcome to the 41st episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. I just released the 40th episode, and it's been almost a year since I started this podcast. I've had the unique privilege of interviewing scores of leaders in the technology industry, and I want to thank each of them for taking the time to be part of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. I started this podcast to share my experiences building partnerships and channels that ultimately transform businesses. Rather than write a book that would have been outdated by the time it was completed, the podcast created an opportunity to interview leaders and document the rapidly evolving and transformative technology trends real time. This year has been an amazing time in technology, precipitated by the movement of business applications to the cloud, the rapid aggregation of data driven by this movement, and the development of tools in the realm of AI, machine learning, and the like to harness the power of this vast aggregation to improve outcomes in business, in health, in education, and in so many other areas that ultimately promise to improve the human condition. When I started, I didn't see it coming. This was supposed to be a podcast on the art and science of partnering, a way to help technology organizations to connect and thrive during this age of rapid transformation. But what it's turned into now is a real-time chronicle of the widespread digital revolution happening across every sector, empowered by data and the cloud's ability to make business applications ubiquitous. Entire industry sectors are being democratized because they now have access to capabilities and data like no other time in history. My interview guests have been the leaders driving the change. Business executives from Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Salesforce, and VMware, and their technology partners that have taken their platforms and tools and made them palatable to a host of clients and industries. Based on my discussions and interviews, these hyperscale organizations did not expect this revolution to happen as fast as it has, and neither did their technology partners. One organization focused strictly on migrating data centers and applications to the cloud was responsible for sunsetting and migrating 167 data centers alone in 2017. Another premier partner to the technology giants has grown to over $100 million in annual revenue this past year. The amount of progress is astounding, and yet we're still at the very beginning of this adoption cycle, with only 6-7% of the world's data and applications currently in the cloud. The future looks incredibly bright. During my pause, I recently scanned my 40 episodes. My interview guests did an amazing job sharing transformative strategies, technology trends, leadership advice, and lessons on the art and science of partnering. It's a pretty decent compilation for technology professionals looking to stay current on the market forces, industry advances, and partner strategies of companies like Microsoft, with a little Google, Amazon, VMware, and Salesforce thrown in for good measure. In episode 34, I interviewed Jason Rook. Jason is the Vice President of Market Development for 10th Magnitude, an early born in the cloud partner, and Microsoft chose 10th as the 2017 Partner of the Year for Infrastructure and Hybrid Cloud. Jason was also an early guest on episode 13, but in this latest discussion, we discuss the pace of change and what he's been observing from his unique vantage point.
Definitely, I think the last time we spoke, I talked a little bit about kind of what I was at the time calling data center sunset, which is just this massive just escape from the data center that we saw customers going through. And that has not slowed at all. We continue to just see customers that they want to get rid of data centers, colos, the cost, the operating expense, the headaches, and they're moving in droves to public cloud infrastructure. I'd say, so that trend has continued. The other trend that I think we may have touched on the last time we spoke, but it's definitely, I think it's beyond a trend now, and it's reality is around containers and kind of the future of what public cloud infrastructure is going to look like. And so from a customer perspective, I know we're probably a little further ahead than some folks, but we are definitely seeing this rapid adoption beyond kind of traditional infrastructure and into containers and microservices. So there's no CIO that can look to his or her left or right and say, well, my peer hasn't done it yet. Everywhere you look, somebody else is doing it. And in most spaces, they're your competitor. So, you know, 5 years ago when I was first kind of embarking on the Azure journey, there was just a ton of pushback about public cloud infrastructure. And I think Microsoft was just starting to really get people to embrace the productivity suite. Now there's almost no pushback on going to the cloud.
So what other emerging trends are you seeing?
We are seeing definitely, especially in the space that we're playing in, public cloud infrastructure, we're definitely seeing open source kind of take headline stage for a lot of customers. And I think what's interesting about that is that, you know, the two big public cloud infrastructure providers, AWS and Azure, have fully embraced open source. So, you know, if you look at the suite of things that we're doing today, they're not very, if you kind of in a classic Microsoft sense, they're not very Microsofty, right? They're Docker and Kubernetes and we're doing, you know, Chef and Ansible. Those are all components that have, you know, some type of open source flavor to them. The ecosystem around those products is very open source centric. You know, we're to the point now where we're actually, when we do kind of the lift and shift work that we do, the primary underlying OS is Linux and not Windows on those lift and shifts.
On episode 37, I had the privilege of conducting a live interview with my good friend and the CEO of SADA Systems, Tony Savoyan. Tony had been one of my first podcast guests, and in this episode, we specifically discuss what he's been investing in for future growth and what he does to predict and hedge his investments. He's obviously done a great job as SADA exceeded $100 million in revenue in 2017.
What we've done is created a culture of people who want to create great transformational opportunities for us and for our customers and for the market. But also, you have to have a model for what I call sort of incubation micro-investing. You know, you have to be able to invest in a controlled fashion in areas that you think or believe or in some cases know are a tremendous opportunity that may be way too early for anyone to have to also recognize that. Google Cloud, for instance, we invested in years, 5 or 6 years before it became a thing we could resell or a thing that was even, you know, had a clear path and guidance from Google. But we knew it was a thing, and we knew it was going to become a relevant infrastructure and platform option in the market. But you have to do it, especially for a lot of us who are self-funded and have sort of operational cash flow as the limiter to our investment capability. You have to be able to invest in that in a micro fashion as to not overextend, but also not give up. You know, if you're certain about certain, you know, investments and strategies, you may be the only one doing it. It may be so early that there's no revenues, but it's almost like having a startup engine within your own organization that you can manage.
So what informs those decisions? Is it customer driven? Is it technology giant driven? What informs those micro investments that you make?
I think developing close relationship with your partners has that added advantage of giving you sometimes direct information around where they're going and where their big bets are, but sometimes it's sort of heuristical information you pick up from many sources and synthesize together. Like, what are the different sales groups saying in the products and leadership? What's coming out of their mouths? What are they giving up sometimes unwittingly about what their strategy might be? But having a sizable and sort of a critical mass size of customers, if you can really, you know, you listen to your customers, they'll tell you where what their needs are going to be and what they are, what they're struggling with.
So we met about 7 months ago, and I've been hearing since our interview and all the interviews I've done, sort of the theme has been that the transformation is happening faster than most organizations expected it to happen. What are you seeing that you didn't expect to happen this soon?
I think what I didn't expect to happen was the real need and evidence that supports that in practice now, that the future is a multi-cloud world. I think every customer that we talk to that's running some things on-premise, some things in a colo, some things with Amazon, etc., they all want to create experiences and platforms and tools and strategies that drive best of breed from the different cloud vendors. In the world of sort of a homogeneous IT environment, is, I think, going away faster than what we thought. Anybody who's running everything on Amazon wants to diversify and run some stuff on, you know, on GCP or Azure, vice versa, right? So it's causing us to kind of, you know, we talked about new partnerships and new technologies and things to address the Amazon market in a way that we haven't before. And because our customers are asking us, not because we have this ambition to build a fourth standalone practice. I think the practices are converging.
For episode 38, I had the good fortune to interview Margot Day. Margot is the leader of Microsoft's U.S. education business and no stranger to the channel. In this episode, we discussed where partners should invest for continued growth, and she shared some really compelling insights for our listeners.
What are you seeing happening now that you didn't expect to see about a year ago?
I would say this coming to grips around the cost of data centers. And so this look and willingness to, you know, consider now the cloud in very new and real ways.
It's an amazing time, and you know, you mentioned things like big data and AI, and moving those things to the cloud, those assets to the cloud, affords so many different opportunities for analysis and really contributing to better learning environments for students, better outcomes.
Well, when you think about that side, Vince, you know, the what I didn't mention was research, because the work in research actually has been going on longer than just a year. That said, it really is, I'll use the word again, breathtaking to be out at these major, you know, tier one research institutions and seeing how they're using Azure and AI for things like precision medicine. You know, these new research breakthroughs that are being looked at that say, you know, for particular types of cancer, are there certain, you know, DNA markers, and then even at the atomic and molecular level, you know, busting out the DNA strand. And then are there things that are in, you know, current medical treatments for other kinds of cancers that actually would be effective, you know, for this kind of cancer? And all of that is big data. It's machine learning. It's artificial intelligence. And we're doing just some tremendous partnering, you know, with universities like Johns Hopkins University in their areas around precision medicine. And there's many, many others. And so research is one that I would say is accelerating exponentially.
Wow. We live in amazing times.
We do.
In episode 39, I was joined by Eduardo Kasner, Microsoft's Chief Innovation Officer for the worldwide OCP, or One Commercial Partner Team organization. Eduardo has a deep perspective and set of experiences, and he freely shared some of the top challenges partners are facing and what he and the team are doing to enable and support partners through the change.
Every time I talk to partners, and people hear me sound like a broken record on this one, they're having quite a challenge on finding, attracting, training, retaining talent. Talent is a big, big issue right now for everybody. It's not only because the roles are mutating so fast, it's because we've never had such fast innovation, rotation, requirement in that space. That's not a space that was innovative for years. You were a sysadmin, that's it. You know, it wasn't like, oh my God, it's disruptive. Right now, this is disruptive. It's complex. It's evolving. Of innovation, experience, and ability. And those are disrupting the industry in a second.
You know, the whole point around big data, AI, machine learning, these are areas that were not touched 5 years ago. So, you know, again, going back to the point, where do you get those skills, right? How do you get the right people with the right skills to support that?
The skills evolution doesn't just imply small architectural decisions that you don't have to live with. And so talent has deep implications on so many other aspects. And so disrupting and causing that space to be so difficult right now and being such a hard equation to solve has led my team to think that we're actually starting some work on building some playbooks and some guidance for how our partners can go do exactly that. Identify or define, identify, attract, hire, onboard, train, and retain talent. So we're thinking of building a playbook just on that.
So where are you and where is your organization? Are you feeling left behind during the change? Technology giants like Microsoft and others are investing in resources to help their partner organizations push through the change and transformation. There are playbooks that chronicle the best practices, the whys, what's, and hows, to help partners build new practices and capabilities, attract the right talent, market their solutions and services broadly, and ensure profitability as partner business models shift. The best of the best make it to my podcast. I'm privileged to have featured some of the smartest minds in the technology sector and to have them share their advice. And yet, with all of this transformation and change, partnering is still not nirvana. The need still exists with more information delivered at scale to help these partners discover information to build their business and stay in greater lockstep for continued success. I'm committed to still being a conduit to helping you all connect and thrive. Having spent the last year at this unique vantage point, I feel empowered to help. To technology leaders like Microsoft, I feel empowered to make this recommendation. Leverage learning channels like podcasts and always-on channels to deliver your message, your evidence, your enablement and training at scale so that your constituents can consume what they want, where they want, and when they want in a mobile-driven world. And for partners, you need to better understand and embrace your accountability for the success of the relationship by leaning in, making the executive investments to grow the practice, and understanding the cadence and how to navigate these complex relationships. We have only begun. What an amazing and bright time ahead for all of us. Let's lean in together to make the transformation in 2018 even more spectacular and amazing than the year before.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering with your host, Vince Minzione, online at ultimateguidetopartnering.com and facebook.com/ultimateguidetopartnering. We'll catch you next time on The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.